Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Keke Kiler. Batting second, the second baseman, Tommy Thevenot. Batting third, the right fielder, Calvin Chapman. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Babe Herman. Batting fifth, the catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Lou Riggs. Batting seventh, the first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Paul Derringer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Paul Derringer. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting second, the right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting third, the center fielder, Bud Haefe. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Pep Young. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting eighth, the catcher, Tom Patton. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Tysing. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jack Tysing. And now, play ball. Keke Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler strikes out. One out. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot strikes out. Two outs. Calvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Derringer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Haefe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haefe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker juggles the ball. That's an error on Brubaker. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Vaughn fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tysing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0 for 1 in the game. Thevenau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Calvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a line drive into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tysing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tysing hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tysing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Riggs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Patton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Haefe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haefe is 0 for 1 in the game. Haefe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers strikes out. One out. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Derringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tysing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Patton and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0 for 1 in the game. Soor hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brubaker hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 0 for 2 in the game. Thevenot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Calvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jensen. Herman reaches second base with a double. Jensen throws the ball into Brubaker who tags Herman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thevenot goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thevenot scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tysing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tysing is 0 for 1 in the game. Tysing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Riggs hits a fly ball towards center. Hafey settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hafey. Riggs moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn bunts towards third. Brubaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Riggs moves to third. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. Myers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0 Reds. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Derringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thevenot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Riggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Haefe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haefe is 0-for-2 in the game. Haefe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler who is chasing the ball. Haefe reaches third base with a triple. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thevenot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0-for-2 in the game. Soor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Calvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Bill Swift now pitching. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 6-0, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Lombardi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Soor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Riggs hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Brubaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-2 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Myers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Derringer bunts towards the mound. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Myers moves to second. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kyler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thevenot hits a fly ball into center field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner pinch hits for Bill Swift. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is called out on strikes. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thevenot misplays the ball. That's an error on Thevenot. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thevenot fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.